Hi friend, Megan here. I hope you're all finding yourself safe in your homes. I wanted to share a little bit about fear and our thoughts and all of this time that we have alone, without movement, without plans, without action, with some work and probably for some of you, kids running around all day and all of the challenges that come with that. Reality is, it's a tricky thing, right? Because we see all of these images and we see all these stories and we see all these pictures of what reality is through our phones and our screens. And I want you to take a moment to look around you and see what your reality is. With your own eyes, in your own space, the things that you can touch, feel, smell maybe, and see what's around you just here in this present moment. Is it a bunch of dirty dishes or kids screaming? Is it work that you're trying to do but distracted? What's actually right in front of you? Because reality is, it's a funny concept. It's something that we've sort of expanded into this hyper-real, surreal maybe, place of all of these images and messages. And not to take away from them or say that they're untrue, but just to come back to your own space and your own mind, because that is what is yours. That's what you can control. That's what is within your grasp. And there's just something really crazy about this moment, really wild about this moment, that we really never knew what tomorrow was going to bring. We really never knew what the next second was going to bring. And yet this time, where there's so much up in the air, all of our schedules are messed up and our sleep patterns are messed up, there's all of a sudden this reality that we don't know, but that was always the reality. And not to minimize it and not to say it's not an incredibly intense time, it's just to simply notice what's in front of us, that we don't have control of others' actions. We don't have control of anything outside of ourselves. And so I guess for me, I do my best to just check in with myself and what I'm thinking, what I'm creating. So there's something that I learned that was pretty profound for me. For a really long time, I thought my emotions controlled me. I thought my thoughts controlled me. I thought they were me. And this was a really hard time in my life because my mind was bouncing around, fighting itself, self-loathing, freaking out, and grasping for the control of things outside of myself. And when I realized that I create my thoughts and I can observe my thoughts, it gave me some distance from them to realize they weren't actually me. And so during this time that we're stuck with ourselves and our own thoughts, which tend to be, in some cases, our worst enemy, that we can choose and we can do our best to see that those things are passing. And there's a meditation, there's lots of meditations out there, there's a meditation that I learned that's just to start observing them, not judging them, not fighting them, not trying to change them even. There's some meditations that are like, I'm going to overwrite this and make it something else. And that's, it's got its place, certainly. But right now, I guess, just to get into the practice of noticing how you feel, noticing what you're thinking, noticing where you're at, and doing it without being mean to it and doing it without judging it. For me, it was such a huge start to realize that I was not my thoughts, but they were simply a passing track. And they were a passing track of things that I had put in. Things that I put in through movies, society, the rules of how things are supposed to be, the things that I had heard in my life. And I started to realize that there was another track later on that was what I like to call my true voice or my instincts or something else, I don't know. But I started to be able to differentiate it, and I started to be able to quiet the other ones, not by force and not by control, but just by suggesting other ones. So I bring this up because I had some conversations with some friends in New York and in LA who were seeing horrific and devastating things all around them that they weren't able to control. And it's a really vulnerable and scary place that I can recognize and that I can observe. And it doesn't make it wrong, and I'm not here to judge it at all. I guess for me, it's just about suggesting or offering not even a solution, but just a recognition that the only things that we can control are our own thoughts, our own actions, and our own space and bodies. And so the rest of it is kind of a myth. And I found that for myself, at least, when I would try to control or fight the things around me, wanting to change something that was outside of my power, I found myself incredibly exhausted. It was just so much energy battling things that were outside of myself. And when I started to put that energy into my own, I guess you could call it practice, but I don't really like that word, my own self-reflection, self-valuing, self-care, life became a lot easier to see clearly outside of the survival mechanism that wants us to kind of stay put or run or come out swinging. That when I was still with myself and then I faced myself, I realized that I was more scared of myself than those outside things. And then I had to start sort of going through them little by little with gentleness and grace, because the reason we kind of put those things down was because we were afraid that those beliefs that we had about ourselves are actually true. So I guess I'm just here to offer a possible tool, and if you find it helpful, wonderful, practice it. Do it because it feels good to you. Don't do it because someone tells you to. If you find yourself struggling with addictively scrolling or getting caught in the what-if scenarios, you know, coming back to that present moment, noticing, observing, breathing, I find that it's been a really good step one for me to get out of the track and the story and to start coming back to the moment and seeing what I had. And then I guess after that, I started to see how much I had and how much was within my power in sort of shocking and profound and miraculous ways of how powerful I was to come up with solutions, to come up with new ideas, to come up with creative inspiration. I truly believe that there's another side to it, but I also have deep, deep empathy and understanding and zero judgment for that place of fear, and that I get that it's justified in that moment from where you stand. So I want to say have hope, but if you're not in the place to, that's okay too. But I do want to share that, at least for me, there was another side. And when I was in that place where I was afraid or immobile or stuck, even just knowing the possibility that there was another side and that there was more within my power than I thought, and that was starting with me. So have a good time with yourself. Or go to sleep, or just focus on what you need to do in front of you. whether it's work or being with your kids or dishes. We have a lot of dishes here, or cooking dinner. Whatever it is, you know, come back to the moment. Breathe if you can. Notice what you're feeling. Honor it and be there with it, because, you know, we're alone right now, so there's no one else to comfort us. We can't look outside ourselves, unless you're with a bunch of people, which is nice. It's nice to have those people. I'm not saying it's not. But at least for me, starting with being able to comfort myself, being able to see myself through hard situations, and doing it with this kind of tool of self-reflection, breathing, observation, and just sort of like, I don't like to use the word surrendering, but just sort of like fully realizing what is true, like what is within our control, and kind of giving up the fight and using that energy for something else. That's been really helpful for me. So I love you very much. Be well. And I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for spending time with me.